today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Today we're going to be in the book of 1 Thessalonians. And if you can get to a Bible, we'd encourage you to open the Bible with us as we consider God's Word today. 1 Thessalonians is where we're going to be, right in the beginning of the first chapter. There's something I want to bring you up to date on. Several weeks ago, I asked everyone to pray for our Vacation Bible School here at the Big Cypress Seminole Indian Reservation in the Florida Everglades, and I know many of you prayed for us, and we are so thankful for that. But I did want to let you know that we averaged about 60 of the young people every night. We had a group here that was helping us, and they were such a blessing to us. And so we had a number of young people. Seed was planted. Many came. We had such a great time. So thanks for praying for us and praying for Vacation Bible School. We're now preparing for the fall ministries and have several things on our calendar, so continue to pray for us and for our ministry here at the Big Cypress Seminole Indian Reservation. And I want to remind you about the little prayer journals. Several have written and received these, and we have some left. And so we'd like to get these into your hand. These are little prayer journals you can put in your pocket. They'll fit into a purse. They're great for just writing down notes, or I use mine to write down prayer requests. When people ask for prayer, I have it right with me and can write it down and remember to pray for them. And it says right on the front, prayer journal. We'd love to get one of these to you. They're about the size of a 3x5 card, a little bit smaller maybe. And there are three ways you can get one. First of all, you can email me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. You can contact us through the website at considerhisword.org. Just click on the link that says Contact Us, and you can write to us right from there. The third way is simply writing to us directly. So the address is Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. One more time. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Now, though our mailing address is in Clewiston, we're not in Clewiston. We're actually about 30 miles or so from Clewiston. But we get our mail through there, and it comes right here to us out at the reservation. So you can write to us at that website or at that address. So in 1 Thessalonians, we were talking about how Paul started the church here. Now, he wasn't alone. He had help. There were others with him that came. They were, in a sense, a missionary team. Silas was with them. Timothy was with them. We believe Luke was there. They went into Thessalonica. Paul preached in the synagogue. The Bible says that he preached for 3 weeks there, telling the people about the suffering of the Messiah and how he rose from the dead and how by believing in him they could have salvation. And so many came to Christ. And so out of those who came, the church was started at Thessalonica. Now, not everybody followed Paul, and not everybody got saved. In fact, they stirred up some trouble, and the Bible says they caused an uproar in the city, probably a near riot. They arrested Jason, thought maybe he would tell them where Paul was. Well, Paul actually got out of town. And from there, he went on down to Berea and then on to Athens. And so Paul was not there when all of this commotion was going on, but it didn't stop. The persecution kept going. The uproar kept going. When Paul got to Athens, he was concerned about them, and he sent Timothy back to Thessalonica to check on the people there. He tells about it in chapter 3 in verse 1. He says, "Wherefore, when we could no longer forbear, we thought it good to be left at Athens alone, and send Timotheus," or Timothy, "our brother and minister of God and our fellow laborer in the gospel of Christ, to establish you and to comfort you concerning your faith, that no man should be moved by the afflictions, for yourselves know that we are appointed thereunto. For verily, when we were there with you, we told you before that we should suffer tribulation even as it came to pass. And you know, for this cause, when I could no longer forbear, I sent to know your faith, lest by some means the tempter have tempted you and your labor be in vain." So Paul sent Timothy back to check on the people. He sent Timothy back to encourage them and to encourage their faith. And they were having a hard time. He speaks of their affliction. The people now were beginning to persecute the church and persecute the people. And it was difficult. And they had some trouble there. And so he sent Timothy to check on them. Now, when Paul wrote to this church, there were several things that he wrote to him about. I want to go back and read the introduction. There are several things there that he particularly recognized, and I want us to take a closer look at these today. In chapter 1, I'm going to go ahead and begin at the beginning. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, beginning at verse 1, the Bible says, "Paul and Silvanus and Timotheus," or Timothy, "unto the church of the Thessalonians, which is in God the Father, and in the Lord Jesus Christ, grace be unto you, and peace from God our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers, remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labor of love and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the sight of God and our Father, knowing, brethren, beloved, your election of God. For our gospel came not to you in word only, but in the power and in the Holy Ghost and in much assurance, as you know what manner of men we were among you for your sake." When Paul wrote to them, first of all, he told them, "I thank God for you," in verse 2, and he reminded them that he said, "I'm praying for you." And Paul prayed for many of these churches. In fact, in nearly every letter that Paul wrote to these churches, he mentions praying for them, and he's praying for the church here at Thessalonica as well, thanking God for them, and thanking God that the church was there and the church was being established, and that church was becoming a great church, actually. And so when he said, "When I pray, I'm remembering," and he mentions three things without ceasing. He said, "Your work of faith, your labor of love, and patience of hope." Now, in their work of faith, they were trusting God and believing God through the afflictions, through all of their problems. They were trusting God. When Paul came and preached to them the Lord Jesus Christ, preached them about the crucifixion, about the resurrection, and that Jesus is the Messiah, those who trusted him, of course, were saved. They were baptized. They began to disciple them and see them grow in the Lord. And I believe this work of faith had to do especially with their salvation. And they're continuing in the Lord Jesus Christ, continuing to grow in the Lord. And as they saw the church grow, and not only spiritually, but I believe they were preaching and other people were being saved and people were coming into the church. And Paul recognized their work of faith. But he also added that their labor of love. Now, what is this? I believe their labor of love was several things. One, I think it was an outreach into the community, where they love the people there and they wanted them to trust Christ. You realize that missionaries go to countries because they love the people there and they want to bring them to a saving knowledge of the Lord. And so their labor of love was in loving their community, loving the people that were coming under affliction. That would be the second thing, that many were going through a hard time. Some were losing their business, some were suffering. And so in their labor of love, they were helping each other and encouraging each other. And then he mentions their their patience. He called it their patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, when you read all of the First Thessalonians, that patience of hope was waiting on the coming of the Lord. And this was one of the problems that Paul addressed with this church. Somebody had come to them and told them that the Lord had already come and that they were in the tribulation. In fact, the trouble they were having was because of they were in the tribulation. Well, this was not true. And Paul wrote to them, and we'll get to this a little bit later, and how Paul told them what to expect and what to would come when Jesus came again. So they had a patience of hope. Now, the word patience here actually means endurance. They were holding on for hope. They were holding on and serving the Lord Jesus Christ and living for Him. They kept their eyes on Him and was trusting Him. And so Paul wrote to them about particularly two issues. One of these was the tribulation, where someone had written to them, told them that the trouble they were having was because they were living in the tribulation. And he would straighten that out, and we'll talk about that a little bit later. The other thing was the trouble that was going on. They were still under persecution of the Jews that were jealous. I believe some having left the synagogue, the trouble was still there. And so in writing to them, some of these, the people thought that they were in the tribulation. You know, somebody had come and told them and had given them some false doctrine, some false information that Jesus had already come. And some had even quit their jobs. And now they were causing all kinds of trouble. In fact, Paul called them busybodies. He spoke directly to this problem that they were having, people just being idle and not doing anything and getting into everyone else's business. Over in 2 Thessalonians 3, he said, "For when we were with you, this we commanded you, that if any of you would not work, neither should he eat. For we hear that there are some which walk among you disorderly, working not at all, but are busybodies. Now them that are such, we command you and exhort you by the Lord Jesus Christ, that with quietness they work and eat their own bread." He said, "You guys, go back to work. If you don't work, you shouldn't eat." And so Paul was trying to encourage them that the Lord had not come, and not yet, and he goes and tells them what to expect. And we'll talk about that next time. Our time is gone. God bless you.
His word will give you wisdom for tomorrow, today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know He's sovereign in His ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider His word. Consider His word. His word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider His word.
Consider His word.